Yeah, as you are quite aware, there's an ongoing disciplinary process of officers and soldiers of the Nigerian Army, especially as it relates to the fight against terrorism and insurgency in the country. Most of them were charged for offenses that borders on cowardice, aiding the enemy, as well as desertion in the face of enemy.
Some people are saying that this latest move is just political, just to weed away some people from certain parts of the country and leave other parts of the country intact. What is your response to such criticisms?
That is far from the truth. People are just being mischievous and sentimental. The military thrives on certain value systems, one of which is discipline, courage, and bravery. As you are quite aware, we are involved in the fight against terrorism in the country. Most of the people that were accused, they abandoned their locations or exhibited cowardice, some kind of act of indiscipline that led to the, you know, capture of so many towns and municipalities in the country.
Well, there were suggestions that Boko Haram fighters were better equipped than the Nigerian military, and that is why some of these people have to run away from the fight, because the government did not properly arm them. What is your take on that?
And honestly, again, this is far from the truth, simply because the purchase of arms is an open secret even in the international market. Throughout, there hasn't been any history where Boko Haram terrorists went and purchased large-scale arms or high-caliber arms and ammunition. It is such a shame and disgrace that most of the arms and ammunition, they either captured it from the Nigerian soldiers because they abandoned it, or they fabricated it based on what they were able to scavenge when the soldiers ran away. So basically what I'm trying to tell you is that this Boko Haram terrorists are never in any point in time better equipped or better armed than the Nigerian army.
When will this purge end, and how thorough will this process be?
It is a terrible thing. Disciplinary process is a continuous thing. There are three layers of investigation. First and foremost, there was a board of inquiry, after which the military police carried out a thorough investigation. Then, of course, the Directorate of Army Legal Services reviewed all the cases and advised accordingly. Some of them were advised to be tried summarily, which is causing the hue and cry all over, and others were referred to a court-martial. Just like I said earlier on, right now we have two ongoing court-martials, one in 81 Division headquarters, Lagos, and the other one in Abuja at the Army headquarters, Garrison. Whereas those that have been tried summarily is the discretion of the unit commanding officers or commanders, as the case may be, to exercise powers based on the charges preferred against such officer or soldier. But what I'm trying to tell you here is that the Nigerian Army has a clearly court disciplinary procedure and process. There has never been a pre-planned, you know, thing that we should dismiss a soldier after, you know, being trained and all the rest of the things like that. But the cases involved determine the gravity, or the gravity of offense determine the severity of the punishment given to the average soldier or officer without any kind of prejudice or sentiment involved.
So far, the reports we are hearing is that over 6,000 soldiers so far have been dismissed or punished. What is your assessment? What can you tell me about this report?
Well, that number, I don't know where you got it, but it's far, far, far. I think it is very, very outrageous. The number is not as much as that.